Now, we started the morning with this, didn't want to, had to mention this new report from the FBI. No, not more problems with the city council. We got our hands full with that. This is the FBI report of a nearly 30% jump in murders in 2020, the largest single-year jump since the Bureau began keeping records 60 years ago. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, here with, as our friend Mr. Harvey used to say, the rest of the story, Riri.
And, Paul, that jump in murders is coupled with a 5% overall increase in violent crime last year, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. The total number of homicides last year, 21,570, did not top the totals in the early 90s, though. In 1991, there were 25,000 murders recorded. Experts say the numbers are also incomplete because not all of the eligible law enforcement bodies in the country submitted data to the FBI last year. Most troubling, though, among those numbers, 5,100 children were shot, 1,300 killed in 2020. James Allen Fox is a professor of criminology at Northwestern University, and he says this is likely an aberration, not a trend. He said children were not in school, adults were not working, the country was divided by politics, and you add to that a surge in gun sales. Experts also point to the slowing in homicide rates towards the end of 2020, so there's some hope there. And finally, we just want to give you some numbers here in Detroit. Detroit ranked second on the list of the most violent big cities in Michigan. Detroit in 2020 had a rate of 2,248 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. That's behind only Memphis, with the highest rate in the country among cities with more than 100,000 residents. St. Louis, Little Rock, and South Bend rounded out the top five. Lansing, by the way, came in number nine. And in 2020, 14,370 violent crimes, including assault, robbery, rape, and criminal homicide, were reported by Detroit police, according to the FBI data, and that is a 10% increase over 2019, Paul.
Oh, when I saw that this morning, I started to read it aloud. I said, "No, let's not start the morning with that. I don't even want to end the morning with that, but we are." And I never would have guessed that we're back to being one of the most violent cities in the country, rating second. And if you were to say we're behind what city, for $1 billion, I would never have gotten Memphis.
I know, right?
What happened to Chicago?
So let me tell you something about Chicago, because I did dig up a little factoid about that because I thought you would ask. So Chicago's violent crime rate rose from 943 per 100,000 people in 2019 to 967, right, in 2020. That's a big increase, obviously, in those numbers. It's an increase of about almost 3%. But here's the thing. In Detroit, we have a population of 640,000. Chicago has a population of 2.75 million. Okay, so there's a bigger population divide. So when you look at those numbers, their murder rate in numbers of people, they don't even rank in the top 25 cities in terms of violent crimes when the numbers are adjusted for population, Paul.
Wow. It just made me feel like back in the day when I used to fill in for Mr. Harvey, Paul Harvey News and Comment, and go to Chicago and do that and be on my own. And I remember going over to, I don't know if it was the hotel I was staying in or another one, and eating dinner at the bar. And you get involved in conversations with people you don't know when you're doing that because, you know, business people are out there traveling or whatever. And I remember getting into a semi-argument with a guy who happened to be from Chicago about corrupt government. And he turned to me and he said, "Wow, you really have some corrupt government there in Detroit, don't you?" This is when Kwame Kilpatrick was all over the news, for obvious reasons, all over the news. And I turned to him incredulous-like and said, "Wait a minute, you're from Chicago and you're talking to me about corrupt government?"
Pot calling the kettle.
Right. And he turned and looked at me and he said, Yeah, but our corrupt government works. Yours doesn't. Oh, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say next. Chicago, where they always say, vote early and vote often, among other things. But I had no response. I had no response to come back to. Yeah, well, our corrupt government works. Yours doesn't in Detroit. Oh, my God. That was, boy.
Well, not a
but
fair
I,
assessment.
But I just don't. That was years ago. I just find it impossible to believe that we continue to be among the most violent cities in the country, rated second. And again, it's impossible to imagine that we're rated second behind the city of Memphis.
Yes.
I don't know. Is this one of those situations, Marie, and you've seen him, you're a senior news analyst, where people can just play around with the statistics and numbers to have them say whatever they want them to say?
Liars figure and figures lie, that old saying, right?
Yeah.
I think the FBI Uniform Crime Report has always held a lot of weight. No matter where you go, law enforcement really does look at those numbers. The only problem I have from this year is that there were cities that did not report. Philadelphia, I don't think, was in this report, and there were a couple of other big cities that didn't report. For whatever reason, they didn't submit their data. So you got to, that's something to keep in mind.
I suggest that we no longer submit data.
Submit our data, right?
We should not submit our data. It's just going to be used against us.
Well, some people would say it's being used against you, but I think some people would also look at, this is probably something we need to look at and really need to address.
Well,
as
we
well.
Do always we need to
know
address.
Where we, are.
We always need to address a crime, and we need to make it better. We need to feel safer always. Everybody needs to feel safer. So, whatever. I don't know. It just. It was kind of a gut punch to wake up to this morning. Sobering figures from the FBI.
Yep.
Detroit continues to be among the most violent cities in the country. Nobody wants to wake up to that. Best way to fix that is, and not have to wake up with those figures, is change the figures. Make it a safer place to be. Thanks, Marie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul.
Marie Osborne.